When we asked on WJCT's Facebook page, are indoor concerts in Jacksonville too loud? People said nope, and the louder the better. These guys outside Brewster's Rock Bar in Jacksonville love it when groups like Attila play loud.
I really feel like the loudness of the show is kind of what makes it, though. It gives the show the energy, gets the crowd pumped. Yeah.
I sit right next to the subwoofers. My hair covers my ears.
Why would you want to hear less of the music?
26% of the All Songs Considered survey respondents said they hate earplugs and they won't wear them, period. 52% said they do wear earplugs, with 45% of those saying they do so grudgingly. We asked Grant Nielsen why concerts are getting louder. Grant is a local musician and promoter of the live music scene around the Elbow, an area of clubs and bars in downtown Jacksonville. He thinks it starts with musicians trying to rise to the expectation of an eager audience.
Every venue that a musician plays, you know, the beaten down sound engineer will say, all right, guys, try to keep a low stage volume, but he knows that he's just talking to the walls, because the musicians know that. They think of themselves as important, big, bombastic, notable personalities that, you know, need to be expressive on stage, and with intensity comes volume. And that volume is what is forcing the PAs to get louder, because every time that drummer plays a little bit louder, all the other channels on the board have to go up to match it.
And Grant says that's a problem.
Because, you know, these poor kids going to these nightclubs listening to music are going deaf, and they're still in their teens.
Jacksonville audiologist Roseanne Fall agrees.
If the sound is loud enough, regardless of what the sound is, music, jet engines, whatever it is, it will be a permanent loss. The nerves are permanently damaged and do not regenerate.
OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, says ears can tolerate about 90 decibels for 8 hours without serious damage, but 115 decibels, the average level for live concerts, can be painful to the ears and result in noise-induced hearing loss. Dr. Fall has seen this happen from just one concert.
Yes, I have. I have a musician. He has ear protection. He forgot them for one concert, and he noticed the change in his hearing. And, yep, I tested his hearing, and there was some noise-induced hearing loss.
High-quality, specially fitted earplugs from an audiologist can cost more than $100. Ones on eBay can run from $10 to $30. Grant Nielsen thinks it might be wise for bars and clubs to push any sort of free ear protection for their patrons.
Maybe venues just give those away. Maybe they say, okay, you're about to experience something that is loud, and that is, you know, we are liable for how loud it's going to be in these walls. Here you go. Here's a bucket of a half a cent piece of plastic that you can put in your ears that's going to make everything better.
I'm Michelle Corum, WJCT News.